just lovely. And we just heard from three fellows from Hawaii. From, and what's the big island called?
Big island's called Hawaii.
It is Hawaii. Hawaii and Oahu, and what are the others?
Oahu and Lanai and Koho'olawe and Kauai, Niihau, Maui, Lanai.
A lot of islands.
A lot, yeah.
And these guys are a father and two sons, and they sound splendid to me.
Well,
and immediately it's just, oh, yes, that's that Hawaiian sound. And there's something about the way you use your voices. You don't shy away from high singing at all.
No, and Hawaiian falsetto is a big part of our culture.
Right.
And we try and do that whenever we can. It's hard to do, so I don't overdo.
Especially at this hour in the morning in Austin, Allergy Land, Texas. Yes, you know exactly what it is, but you do it beautifully. And there's something about the open vibrato. It's just it's a very free sound, just really, really wonderful. And the band is called Mele Uhane.
Mele Uhane, it means spirit of music.
Yes, and that last song sounded a little nostalgic. What was that one about?
That one, that's an old family song. My great-great auntie wrote that for her sister's son who passed away from leprosy. And it was, just a beautiful, beautiful tribute to him, it actually talks about the house they lived in, because it was a place where visitors would come. So instead of being a sad song, they made it more of a happy song, celebrating his life, opposed to his, he's 9 years old when they took him to the leprosy camp.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, just super heartbreaking for the family, but, it was chronicled in this beautiful song that was actually sung while they were taking him away from his family. So, or so the legend goes.
So how far back does your family go in Hawaii?
Back into the early 1800s.
Really?
Yeah. We come from a long line of cattlemen. The Lindsays actually originally came from Scotland and came and married a Hawaiian woman. Mm-hmm. And the older brother only had one child with his wife, and then he got ill and he asked for his brother to come to Hawaii to marry his wife, take care of his son. And those two had 12 kids together.
Oh, so boy.
The family line really split. Mm-hmm. But a long line of cowboys at the Parker Ranch. We're not cowboys. Cowboys break fingers.
You have a different hat anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't want broken fingers for those lovely guitars. What's the story on the guitars? Do you have them made? I mean, the bass is different, but the your guitars particularly.
Yeah, these are
beautiful.
Luna guitars. We signed on with Luna about a year ago, and we're grateful because they're beautiful guitars. They're inexpensive. They're affordable.
And they sound fabulous.
And when you travel, if something gets stolen or broken,
it won't be the end of the world.
Exactly. Yeah, but they're beautiful to look at. They sound beautiful on stage, so we're happy to represent Luna.
Wonderful. And you're going to be appearing on Wednesday night of this week at the New World
Wednesday
Deli.
Wednesday night at New World Deli. And we play, our new album actually is all crossover into mainstream. So we do Hawaiian music, but we also love to explore a lot of other genres because we like to listen to other kinds of music too. So our new album is anything but Hawaiian. So there'll be a nice mix on Wednesday night for people to hear a little bit of culture and definitely hear a lot of new music that they're going to love.
So what would you like to share with us next?
Oh, we'll share you one off the new album, actually. It's called Na Na Na.